Okay, so just a programming note. Jared Goff usually joins us on Tuesday. With the bye week, he will be with us tomorrow. Tomorrow, we'll talk Tiger baseball with Lions quarterback Jared Goff tomorrow at 10:30. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Asking people, where were you when Kerry Carpenter hit the bomb? Also here, Scoob will discuss his interaction with the fans coming up momentarily. Anthony's in Sterling Heights, and he's on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, guys. Great win, right?
Oh,
take it.
So, where was I, right? So, I haven't been paying attention probably, you know, about 3 weeks ago, a month ago, maybe. You know how it is.
Yep.
So, I just happened to notice that when I was paying attention, whenever they'd score the few runs, when they would score a few runs, I happened to be in my car. So, you know, I'm at home watching the game. I got a buddy over. We kind of planned it out. And we're watching the 0-0 game and Tarik Steele and all that good stuff. And it gets to that last inning, eighth inning there. And I stand up. I don't even say a word to him. And I go outside. He's like, hey, man, where are you going? I go, just go sit in my car. And he's like, you're crazy. I was telling him too, kind of like they
no
score
way.
A lot. So he kind of knew. So I just went and sat and listened. And sure enough, just, I'm not superstitious, but I happen to be driving every time they would score. You know what I mean? You'd be on at home. I'd be watching. Nothing would happen. I drive. You can go to work. They score.
Wow!
So I was just out in the driveway. That's where I was.
that's quite the commitment. Quite the commitment. 248-539-9797. Felix, you're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Felix.
Man, Doug, Scott, this is my first time ever. I would not embarrass myself to call. I've been listening to you guys for years.
Well, thank you.
I had to call in for this. I'm sitting in my room at home watching the game. In the sixth inning, I get this vision. I see a left-handed hitter hitting a two-run home run with two outs left. And I'm saying, this is crazy. So I'm by myself. I call it out. My wife walks into the room around the eighth inning, and I tell her, I said, baby, I see a two-run home run by a left-handed hitter with two outs left. I don't know what it is. And so she walks out the room, and sure enough, the ninth inning comes up. So when they got the batter before Carpenter comes up, he's a left-handed hitter. I'm like, is this the home run? But I was like, no, the only one on base. Jake Rogers is the only one on base. So he gets on base, and my wife walks in. I said, honey, it's about to be a home run with two outs, and it's going to be three runs. I told you this in the seventh inning. Sure enough, after two pitches, bam, whatever, how many pitches it was, hit a home run. And he knocks it out. And then I'm like, is this crazy? She said, you called it out. Then she looks at me just for, you know, giggles. She turns and looks to me and tells me, well, since you called that out, can you call the numbers out for the Powerball tonight?
probably would have been more useful, but yeah, it's understood. Well, that's pretty amazing if you called literally the exact scenario earlier in the game as to what was going to happen.
Yeah, keep using those powers for good.
Yeah, no kidding.
Fellas, I wouldn't have called embarrassed y'all. Thank y'all for taking the call, but that's how I saw it, and I'm calling in just to be embarrassed because you said the word Felix. Everybody's going to know that listens to this call. My brothers listen to it. They're going to talk about me later on, but yeah. It's okay.
I want to hear from your brothers whether or not they believe your story. all right. So, Scooble, after the game, was asked about his interaction with the fans. The middle of the game, he got a couple of double plays. He was fired up, and walking off the field the first time, you could see him yelling into the stands. The second time, he had his arms in the air like, bring it on. He was waving, bring it on. But here's what he had to say when asked about, hey, you were going back and forth with the fans. What was that all about? This is Tarik Skubal after the game. Okay, so that's the first time. And then I think it was Sean Windsor, one of our local reporters. I think we got the question with this, right? Okay, this is a question because he was asked, okay, but you were kind of egging him on, right, when you were – hands in the air, raised in the air, like, bring it on. It was after another one of those double plays. So here's the whole interaction. Great answer.
This guy just goes to a different place.
Yep.
He turns in, it's like, you know, Will Ferrell blacking out in Old School when he gives the answer about the economy. He just doesn't know. And then he kind of comes to and goes out and pitches the next inning.
Well, it's funny because AJ was asked, you know, huge game like this, did you see Scooble even find another gear? And he's like, no. This is what he always says, guys.
Gator, it's funny because the Guardians actually replied with, we have no response. That was the perfect outing by Tarik Skubal. It was brilliant.
It was brilliant. Wouldn't change a thing.
Nope.
Is that a reference to Old School?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Just continuing it.
248-539-9797. Let's go to Scott in Ann Arbor. You're next here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Scott.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
What's up?
Yeah, so I had a great weekend. Me and a group of guys, we go to one away Michigan football game a year. So we went out to Seattle. That fourth quarter was terrible, but we had a great time.
Yep.
Went golfing, went sailgating. That game and that environment was awesome. And then yesterday went with my wife and some coworkers to Progressive, saw the game there.
Wow.
It was incredible. one of our coworker friends, when Class A came in, he said, here's the real Cy Young winner. And then, of course, the home run. And that stadium was just stunned.
I got to tell you, the whole Cy Young thing, the fact that there's a contingent of people in Cleveland insisting that their guy's the Cy Young and our guy doesn't deserve the Cy Young. And I've said it a million times. I really don't care. I find this little battle, this peeing match between the fans to be amusing. Yesterday was awfully gratifying for those arguing that Scooble was the Cy Young winner, not Class A. And I don't think Class A has got a chance to win it, but it might end those conversations, even though it has nothing to do with the postseason.
I don't know if he's going
to
get a vote.
Yeah. So
yeah. Anyway, I'm really tired at this point, but it was great.
Yeah. Well, these games, when they're over, I'm sore. I'm like physically sore because my body, you know, it's like you're totally tensed up.
I didn't feel like watching Monday Night Football. I did not. I'm like, you know what? There's some other stuff. What else can I do? I just need to relax a little bit. Too early to take a nap, or it's too late to take a nap. Too early to go to sleep.
Yep. Does the dog react when you yell and punch your fist in the air and all that?
She used to, but now she's just, I think she's accustomed to it. Half the time she's outside. Last night she was on the couch next to me. I was sitting in my chair. She was on the couch next to me and didn't even bat an eye with me carrying on as much as I did. She's laughing at me because I think over the last few days my voice is, I've lost a little bit of my voice.
Yeah.
So she's like, maybe you shouldn't do that, you moron.
That's your dog talking to you.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Whatever she's doing, tell her to keep doing the same for the wins, at least.
Yeah. Oh, no. I was so uncomfortable in my chair. I'm like, I can't leave. This is the spot.
Exactly. You know how bad I wanted to text you guys on the Quan catch, non-catch?
Oh, God.
But I can't break. Hey, we don't text during the game. And that's a moment where, you know, you're like, oh, my God, you want to text something.
Look, I was going to text you. I was looking for another. I was going to start searching for another GIF with Marvin the Martian and kaboom, you know, after the Carpenter home run. But I didn't do it. I didn't do it.
Do you see what someone did on our Twitter notifications? They notified us. They went to TMZ. During the ninth inning.
Dude, I saw that. And this comes from...
Whatever you're doing, if it works.
Yeah, we got a call last week from, I will describe him as an older gentleman. He did not sound like he was young. And he said, I'm calling from Northern Ontario. Where? North of the Sioux. Okay. So he's north of the Sioux. Tigers, Astros. It's getting late in the game. He's getting nervous. And he decides to go start watching TikToks from TMZ and finds out what's the latest with Britney Spears.
What's Brit up to?
Yeah. And in the meantime, the Tigers are busy winning the game. And that's what he did. And it was NAROC tweeted us about, who was it? Bear Slays on a text thread says, I'm going to watch. Do I need to turn the game off and check TMZ? I'm turning the game off. I'm going to TMZ. And then shortly thereafter, Carpenter hits a home run.
Could you imagine doing that and coming back going, what? Kerry Carpenter hit a home run? This worked? This worked?
Yes.
Again?
Exactly.
He's never going to see the ending of any game ever.
No.
Guy's going to know everything about the world of pop culture.
That's true.
That's right.
But nothing about the Tigers.
Kanye's getting another divorce?
Come on. Kardashians meeting up with the Melendez twins? What?
Wow. Where were you when Carpenter launched the bomb? It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.